Mr. Auburn's on. Now, just a moment, Mr. Auburn. The president will be right on.
Frank?
Yes, sir. How are you, Mr. President?
I've been wanting to call you for weeks to tell you how wonderful that editorial was and how much I appreciate all of y'all getting together and trying to help me.
Well, this is a labor of love, you know that.
Well, you're mighty wonderful, and I want to get you on the phone. I talked to old Walker, and I tried to get Roy, but he bounces around. I never did get him, and I got old Marshall McNeil, and Albert Gore, I talked to him, and I placed a call for you a time or two, but I moved one state to the other. When I got to Nashville today, I decided I wasn't going to leave here until I talked to you.
Well, you're very thoughtful. I was hoping that you could work out something to come through Memphis.
Frank, I've got to do that. I can't afford to lose Tennessee. I'm not going to lose Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. I'm going to carry Tennessee, and if it do any good, I've just got to find time, and maybe some afternoon in Washington at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock or something, I can leave and get on there about the time you close up, 5 o'clock, and have some kind of a rally or something. I just think I've got to do it, and I'm going to really, you be thinking about it and talk to any of our friends and see what you think we ought to do. Because I want Memphis in on this next 4 years, and you boys got both papers there, and we can't afford to. We got our necks out now, and we can't afford to lose. We gotta win it. And if I can do any good by coming, I'll just bust a gut to do it. And you think about it, and I'll have some of my boys call you, and we'll try to set it up some way or other.
Well, you've talked to Joe Evans, haven't you?
Yeah, and he's just begging me. He's right in here in the next room now.
Well,
and he just says
he
said he'd talk to you, and that he wanted you up here today, and you called him, told him you just couldn't make it, but that you
I've got a bunch of women that we've invited to a dinner here, honoring the women who work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I got out of that, I'd have to live with them.
Well, I know it, and we want those women with us. So you handle women down there, and I'll handle them up here. But you figure out when a good time is, and let's just let's see if we can't rework it some way and try to get Memphis in.
It's not only to carry the state for you, but Gore and Bass are in trouble here. They won't tell you that, but I'm telling you. And it's going to take a visit from you to pull this thing out.
Well, I think that we just all, we're in trouble everywhere, Frank. We've got to work at this thing, and Tennessee's got more to lose this than nearly any state in the Union. We just got to put them in the win column. And you put your thinking cap on and put in a call for me. Wherever I am, the White House will get me, and then give me your judgment, and I'll follow it.
Very good, and thank you so much for calling.
But we got to hit them every day, and we got to give them the works now. We haven't got but 3 weeks, and we waited long enough, and we're three quarters this ball game's done gone. We're in the last quarter now, and we got to pass and go over in and through tackle and under guard and every other thing. So you put your thinking cap on and let me hear from you.
You will indeed.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks for calling.